It's that time again on a Friday when AM Live presents another update from the coalface with Martin Creamer, publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. A very good morning to you, Martin.
And to you, Kalani.
The great China-led economic supercycle that has been boosting global economies for a decade appears to be coming to an end there, Martin.
It appears to be coming to quite an abrupt end if you take the example of some of the biggest companies in the world and those that have been supplying China, relying on this very big resources supercycle, including South Africa, of course, suddenly putting on the brakes. And I'm talking now about the world's biggest mining company, BHP Billiton, also got its headquarters down the road here in Johannesburg, has decided that it is going to relook and review its big expenditure program. I mean, we are talking about $80 billion over 5 years, and they're saying, they're no longer going to spend that. And it's against the background of people demanding cash from these companies now. It's gone back to that type of atmosphere that we had before the last economic meltdown of panic, where you see that the investors say, look, you don't spend our money on new growth there. You give us our money back in the form of dividends or whatever way you're going to do it, share buybacks, etc. So we're back in that era that we were just 2008, where people are not looking at growth. I mean, the big five world mining companies, they were looking to expend about $200 billion. I mean, we're talking close to 2 trillion rand in the next 5 years. And now they're under pressure from their shareholders not to do that, because people see that this super cycle has either come to an end or there's a huge interruption within it. That makes them rethink. And, you know, you get from the chairman of BHP Billiton speaking in Sydney, Jack Nasser, saying improvement is not really underway in the world. It's going to feel, he says, as if the ground is slipping under your feet.
Jeez.
You know, that's quite a statement from a person leading a company like that. So there is panic around. It's clearly going to affect expenditure on big growth projects, which will have a massive knock-on effect down the line.
There's some serious warnings coming through out of that. Well, some 6 billion rands in government help, Martin, will be available to local manufacturers from the 4th of June.
And not too soon either, because, also we have this uncertainty in the world. Our manufacturers, I think they reported a very bad month in March, a dismal performance there where things were down. There has been a contraction of our manufacturing footprint for decades now. You know, we've had this deindustrialization, and the government is coming in pretty quickly and saying, look, we do want you to compete. We do want you to put in that new machinery. Don't decide now to just operate as a cash cow. You know, make sure there are headwinds. Your trading partners are not performing as well as they were in Europe, etc. But make sure that you remain competitive now. And in order to do that, we will assist you. And nearly 6 billion rands will be available from June 4. And there will be an online system where people can work very efficiently. And, you know, the whole the production incentive will be managed by the Department of Trade and Industry. And then the working capital side of it will be managed by the State-Owned Industrial Development Corporation, and specifically to try and make sure they do across a broader front what they have been doing in the clothing and textile industry. We know manufacturing shed 200,000 jobs during that 2009 recession, 200,000 out of a million in total. And they want to make sure that this particular part of the economy now stabilizes, and they prepare to put their money where their mouth is, and it's close to 6 billion rands available from June 4. People can apply to have this production incentive.
Very necessary indeed. And the South African Navy is now allowed to operate in Tanzania and Mozambican waters there. They're dealing with this issue of piracy.
You know, and again, this piracy is hitting the real economy. You know, we've got enough headwind at the moment. We don't need something like piracy. And we see that GDPs of islands around us, Seychelles, at the height of this piracy scourge, they knocked GDP there because people don't want to tour. Trade is affected. We know that there are 100,000 cargo ships sailing through this Indian Ocean a year. And we've been having an average of 200 piracy attacks a year since 2009. 1,000 people taken hostage. This, again, trading is becoming more difficult. Our trading partners aren't doing what they used to do. We don't want any more interruptions. So there is a situation where our Navy overheads are covered. We've paid for these ships. Now they need to do their job. And of course, they can't do it very effectively unless you have a legal framework in which to work. So the South African Navy has now made sure that it is allowed to operate within Tanzanian and Mozambique waters to stop this piracy. And they're also calling for, you know, even more amendments and adjustments to international legal frameworks to make sure that this becomes a smooth passage in combating this maritime crime, which is ripping off billions of dollars a year from people's purses. So hopefully this won't be another impediment. Interestingly, in April, the South African Navy did assist in the tracking down and the detention of seven Somali-based pirates, and they were able to also assist with the freeing of six fishermen who were being held captive. So it's also the fishing industry, you know, that's badly affected. Along with being there, they can not only stop the piracy, they can also stop all the smuggling.
All right, Martin, I really thank you very much. Martin Krumer, by the way, publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly, will be back with us at the Coalface at the same time next Friday. Thank you very much, Martin.